I've done read it, so it's always better.
Okay, I like
Thank
that.
You very much.
I could tell you what it says.
Have you been to any of the meetings? The planning board meetings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I've already gone to two out of the last three meetings and got a briefing by Ed Burrows and Cheryl Lowy.
Good.
They've been very helpful.
Cheryl is fantastic.
Were you in session?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He nodded at me. He was still on the call.
I could give you a little background. Actually, John knows me.
Yes, it's not that. We have to have, in order to vote anything else, we have to have three
yes.
meeting
yeah,
members.
Yeah, he'll come in for
so
the
that's
order.
The.
But if you want to do the resume
well,
thing.
Well, let's talk actually about the overarching question.
Sure.
The hell you want to do this?
Why do I want to do this? I want to give back. I live in the county, and I want to give back to the community.
Where do you
I
live?
Want to participate. I'm a resident of Newcastle, Chappaqua.
Oh, okay. That's how you know John.
Well, I know him through practice.
Oh, okay.
We've sat as co-arbitrators, and he's also a Princeton alum, so I've just kind of gotten to know. I may have run into him up in the community, too,
uh-huh.
and on the train.
What year did you graduate from?
87. But I just, wanted to get back and contribute in some way. And I've done different things like this. I'm on the Board of Trustees of the Debating Society at Princeton. I've been doing that for a number of years. Mm-hmm. We meet twice a year with the students, and there's funds that are part of the endowment that are for those activities. Mm-hmm. So these are the kind of things that, now that I've been practicing law for 20 years, you focus very much on building your practice in your early years of life that, there's other things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a volunteer arbitrator for the Feed Dispute Resolution Program in New York County that John and I have been on those panels together, and that's to resolve, help resolve disputes between lawyers and clients that are under $50,000. It's a program that's set up, I believe, it exists in whole, throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
So I do various volunteer things like that in addition to my practice. So
have you done anything with planning at all, or do you intend to take that course? The
course? I'll take the course, but I'll admit I'm not a planning expert, and I don't have any special expertise. I'm going to bring I think the view of a sort of a common citizen, common sense. I mean, I'm a lawyer, so to the extent there are legal issues, I understand them. I read the decision relating to the housing settlement,
mm-hmm.
Just out of general interest, but also it is something that keeps coming before the board.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of a little bit of an interest, my dad was, he's retired now, but he was chair of the town zoning board out in Huntington in Suffolk County for a number of years. So following a little bit in his footsteps and doing that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some, even though my practice is not like in zoning, I have familiarity with it from talking to him and engaging in that kind of civic activity.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, and I've kind of thought about this, I have no clients who are involved in real estate or development in Westchester. So,
good.
So,
well, you will be asked to sign a...
An ethics.
I think I did, or certainly I provided all
the financial disclosure.
Yeah. And those types of questions they are very easy for me because I have no clients, no family, nothing who are engaged in any of those activities. So I have independence. I don't have to really worry about those kind of issues. My practice is business litigation and represent mostly corporate and business clients and business disputes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
one of the things that I personally have often found very frustrating for the county is the fact that our planning board doesn't have any teeth. And it does make regional planning very, very difficult. I mean, it makes it really tricky. It's almost a game of manipulation in a way where you literally have to, you've got to get buy-in from absolutely every municipal level and every municipality to do, and almost make it seem like it's their idea.
Yeah, it's a very strong strain of local local rule.
Yeah.
Historically, I guess, not just in Westchester, but throughout New York State. And that's,
yeah. Yeah.
And there's that's true. That does exist.
I have to recuse myself from Steve.
Because you know him and you like him.
Because we went to the same school.
You know, don't have to recuse.
We're exactly the same schools. I'm biased.
Don't leave the door open.
Oh, leave the door open.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's open.
And you do not have to recuse yourself. You do have to state if there is a conflict in any way or another to this group.
I was kidding.
There's not.
I've actually already discussed
we'll consider you, consider you a member. Talk to me about Chapel Park Crossing. Talk to me about Chapel Park Crossing.
I mean, it's obviously a very controversial issue in town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you want to know? What I think about? I think that I mean, you can't have space like that, you know, left sort of unused. And I guess in general, I'd probably allow more commercial business use in the town of Newcastle.
But in terms of the actual project itself. What's your opinion?
I'm concerned about the housing and amount of housing and the burden on the school. So, and I think I live not like right next door, but probably like a half a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opposed to the project the way it's set up.
And have you taken that stand publicly?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you a member of any of the groups that are either in favor or opposed?
No, I haven't signed any petitions or joined any groups or written any letters. And
mm-hmm.
I guess I would be in favor of allowing more business in that facility, which is what existed. Whether that is economically feasible, I'm not sure. But
mm-hmm.
then to have residential the way it's
have you read any of the documents that have been brought out about it, either in its original incarnation or its current incarnation?
I have not read the underlying detailed documents
mm-hmm.
or the now there's a lawsuit, the court papers.
Mm-hmm. But you've kept up with what's been in the newspaper?
Just follow
the logs.
Yeah, what's in the publications.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the there's an online publication called Newcastle Now.
Yes, there is.
A lot of opinion pieces have been expressed about that,
mm-hmm.
and talking to neighbors, things like that.
If the project were to be shut down and had to start all over again, what direction would you want to see it go?
Well, I mean, I in general would favor it being used as commercial space. I mean, even if the existing buildings weren't completely preserved, you know, because Newcastle has so little business.
Mm-hmm.
Business space, so that would be my concern. If it had to be residential, then within what was approved by the town board and what the developers are proposing, there's sort of a range that I guess would be workable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd favor more if it was a commercial space in some form. Hi.
Good morning.
I'm Steve Schoenfeld.
Hi, Steve. Thanks, Chairman. Nice to see you.
You know, the county planning board makes recommendations but has absolutely no authority at all.
Yes,
I just brought that up.
And what are your thoughts about whether it should have any ability to at least require some sort of supermajority vote by a local municipality if the county planning board has serious problems with a project because it's going to, in the way it's going to affect other municipalities or the county as a whole?
Philosophically, I'm very much in favor of local rule. I think, there might have to be some criteria for this, but obviously you have a situation where local rule affects other local rule. You know, one town affects another town. I think we were talking about, one project that was basically like right on the border. I think it was going to be in IKEA or something. I forget which.
Oh,
which,
yeah, they brought that up now? They still bring that up in the planning board?
It was talked about as an historical
That's
event.
That's so funny.
It's kind of issue.
Yeah.
So you have something on the border, and it's going to create traffic into another town. So I mean, just philosophically, and it's not, not the prerogative as a planning board member, but I guess that's something you guys have to consider if you're going to change the charter and all that. I would not want to impose on local rule or limit local rule to the extent possible, but obviously there are situations where, broader countywide and regional planning is necessary.
Yes, my question.
Mr. Jenkins.
Good morning.
Any questions?
Sure. I mean, it just
sure,
before,
right away.
Mr. Miller's point, because one of the considerations that was brought up was expanding, was your suggestion, too, to expand the powers of the planning board, because Yonkers is the only municipality in Westchester that requires a supermajority, because we did not opt out. So we require the local home rule to have a supermajority when the county planning board rejects a project. And there is consideration for bringing that back, because it is still local rule, it's still home rule, but it says you really have to think about the impact to your neighbors when you do stuff wherever you are, right? And for whatever reason, Yonkers opting out of it. So it was interesting to hear that. From your regional planning point of view, that would be part of your role on the planning board. The planning board, by charter, is not directed. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be directed.
It's really
by
advisory.
Well, it's not directed by the board of legislators or the administration. It sets its own agenda. Right. You receive things from municipalities, and that's for that reason, because you are supposed to be the non-partial view of how does this impacts the entire whole, and if anybody directed it, it might be. Whether it's administration, what's the board, you know, direct certain things, it would be interesting.
Yeah, but there is, certainly could see an effort in the correspondence that the board and through Ed Burroughs sends to the localities, an effort at moral suasion. And I think, as you were saying, to kind of convince people it's their own idea.
This would be good. You have to resort to sort of almost manipulative,
And I've been very impressed by the professionals in the planning department.
Oh, they're amazing.
They're very good. They bring a lot of expertise, and I think a lot of the municipalities tap into that and have respect for that. So that does help. I think if you're talking about, if ultimately if you're talking about some change in terms of the power of the board, then you may also have to think about how the board gets reconstituted, too, if the board is going to have some type of power to affect things.
It would actually not be any different than it is now. The only difference is that you're saying to the municipality, it's like the "Are you sure?" button. You know, before you send out an email, it's like, "Are you really sure you want to do this?" You need a supermajority, no different than the tax cap. You know, that they said, "Hey, you want to exceed that? Are you really sure you want to do that?" You need 2/3, 60% vote to do that. In the case of the planning department. Of the planning board, if you make a negative recommendation, then that person needs to think about it, and the local municipality, local officials, and three of them, that I was never a local official. You know, people just thought so, but Judy and Bill.
Yeah, matter of fact,
John,
I was on the town board throughout the entire IKEA debate, and Cheryl Louie was the mayor of Larchmont, and I was on the town board, town of Mamaroneck, so... That is a terrific case study in how difficult it is to, I mean, at that point in time, I think all of the municipalities really wanted the planning board to have teeth, because we could not find a way to work together and to achieve, there was no common goal. I mean, one side had a goal of no traffic, and one side had a goal of increased sales tax revenue. And they could not meet.
And in the case of Yonkers, right, with the Ridge Hill project, they did come up to a meeting. After lawsuits flew back and forth, et cetera. You had a supermajority vote for it, but then they came up with a negotiation with the river towns around it to put money into traffic improvements, et cetera. So it does work, right? Sometimes it's painful, right? But what happens when municipalities think about themselves?
Even if you have the locality of the ability to override, but it needs a supermajority, then you are giving the planning board real power. And that's
More than it has now.
Yeah.
And it's actually only certain, there's only certain projects that get referred to them. Not every municipal project gets referred to the planning board. It has to meet, the stream law. If there's a certain distance from a stream that's covered by the county stream law, that has to be referred. So
Or county roads.
County roads. So it does, there are criteria. It's not every project doesn't necessarily go to the planning board.
How was it that you came to be appointed?
How did I become appointed?
Replacing a person from the town of Newcastle. Was that the basis?
Oh, is that where Clinton?
Well, I guess it could be looked at that way. I don't know if it is looked at that way, mm-hmm. that I replaced Clinton Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, territorial.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's a certain number of town reps.
Yeah,
what's your understanding?
I'm a town rep. I know that.
Just went down the phone book? I mean, I'm curious. Serious. You know, how did you come to be anybody's attention?
I did speak to the county executive's office and expressed my interest.
Oh, okay. So you put your resume in.
I put my resume in. I expressed an interest in not just specifically the planning board, but doing some kind of volunteer role with the county. I talked about it with John. John, even his assistant, sent me a list of what the boards were. Mm. So I had those kind of conversations.
That's fine. I just wanted to know.
I
appreciate it. Anybody else?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No, Mr. Schultz,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate your coming by.
Pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate the chance
thank
to meet you.
You
all.
Hi.
Thank you.
May I be able to do this in the morning? So.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I do appreciate that.
Oh, come on. No problem.
4 o'clock, I'd have to come back from the city. Thanks a lot
thank
for everything.
You. Thank
take
you.
Care. Take care. Bye.
See you. That's his card.
You want to make a motion?
Well, I mean, yeah, he's new, but I think he'd be good once he gets on.
He's smart. He's not. Doesn't sound like he's the kind of guy who can easily pull the wool over his eyes, but at the same time.
Is he an Astorino buddy?
No, he applied. He seemed to have put in his resume, and I think they were looking for smart guys, and so they got it. And that's fine. No problem with that.
It's from your area.
Yeah. I mean, I've known him for 3 or 4 years or so. Mm-hmm. You know, have lunch with him a few times. He's asked me about the county and being interested in volunteering.
Oh, that's good.
He actually also was interested if we needed counsel again for the ABC suit. He's got somebody in his firm who was an assistant attorney general in the Department of Justice. And I said, well, you know, if we get to that point,
we had one of those.
We'll have more people come in, and if we need to interview people, I'll let you know. So, you know, I think he's a smart guy, and I think he'll listen to reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I think we need people like that on the planning board.
Yeah.
You want to make the motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. While we're waiting for the second person to come down, could everybody take a look at the minutes?
I was absent that day.
Yeah, that was Chief Costanza was there. He and someone else was in, right? Tino. This woman, Rita Tino. And Barbara Stevens.
And Mr. Chairman on
and then the tax commissioner guy, Zeno, I still don't know what the hell they do besides the point.
Well, it's still pending because he didn't show.
Oh, that's right.
We're gonna interrogate him and see if we can squeeze any information out of him. But it didn't happen.
I'll move to the minutes.
I can't vote. I was not here.
You could second them. I could.
Yeah, you could actually.
You could second. You can't move them. You could second them. I'll second them.
I'll take it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The minutes are accepted.
Mr. Chairman, I know that we have a few of the Human Rights Commission folks. The Human Rights Commission appointments that have been placed in the committee. I know that there is one that we needed to follow up on, and then we'll certainly talk with staff about that.
Fine. That would be good.
All I can say is I'm prepared to discuss, have those candidates come in, and I'm prepared to ask them whether they satisfy the criteria under the charter that they have to have an interest in human rights and civil rights and that they're appropriate for that commission. I think that's our responsibility. I'm not afraid to undertake it.
And I agree with you, Mr. Chairman, on those things.
I'll look into that and see where we go with it. I appreciate
it. Really prerogative.
I understand.
Yeah, just philosophically, it's just a generic thing of saying form.
Well, hi.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Bill Burton.
Jillian McGoey.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet everybody.
Judy Myers.
Hello.
It's good seeing you.
Mr. Jenkins, how are you?
Good. How about you?
All right.
Oh, this is sounding like old home week to me.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Oh.
Okay, what's the story? Let's just lay it all out here on the table. Woman walks into the room, eyes light up. And she's saying, hi, Ken.
Hey. Don't you, the county attorney's office. Come on.
Yeah, I was in the county attorney's office.
Oh.
You guys have my resume?
Yeah. You worked for Family Court. So
Family Court Bureau, 6 years. I used to work for Bruce E. Tolbert.
I got a question that's not answered on your resume.
Please sign in.
Okay, yes, I will. Okay.
Did we do the minutes?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. I moved.
And
John
Elizabeth
moved.
Meyer
Ken seconded.
Ken seconded, I guess, because of that. We approved unanimously.
Okay. I didn't vote on him because I wasn't here.
Okay, Mr. Nona.
Are you related to Judge McGooey?
Yes.
You are?
I have a feeling that was the question.
It's part of my district, so I know him.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we won't hold that against him. He's a good guy. He always gets cross-endorsed. So.
Right. He's been cross-endorsed since 1976, so how bad could he be, right?
All right.
Yes. He actually thinks people, judges, also get cross-endorsed.
So you went to Byram Hills High School?
Yes. I had 17 years of a wonderful life in Normont, I was very lucky.
It's been downhill ever since.
You know, that happens when you're supposed to become an adult. All those responsibilities get in the way of having a life.
So, is it your law practice that brought you to be interested in domestic violence?
Well, all right, let's see. I have this varied background. I'm not so much interested in domestic violence. I bring a different perspective to the council because first of all, there are no private practitioners on the council except for me. And I've really always been a matrimonial and family practitioner. And there are not a lot of people who come from that perspective who see what... I sometimes, and I hate to use this expression, but duke it out with the DA's office because they... do sometimes engage in policy-based prosecutions. And I believe that it should be individually based prosecutions because if you don't have a prosecution that's fact-based and that's policy-based, you can do a lot of damage to families. And there are very few attorneys who practice both matrimonial and family and criminal defense. So I think it's very important to have that perspective on the council, which I don't think pre-existed me. Not to say I'm special, but I think a fresh perspective is necessary. And additionally, I'm all about empowering women, about educating them. Some of the things I say may be controversial, but I am nonpartisan all the way. I used to be a referee in New York City Family Court.
It's being recorded, but it does not matter.
Okay. There's a significant Hispanic population. Okay, there are many victims of domestic violence who are Hispanic, who are Spanish-speaking only. I think it's very important, number one, to build self-esteem within women so they don't choose to enter into these relationships that are to their detriment. And I think really the only way that can be achieved is through education. Whether it's teaching them English, whether it's giving them educational opportunities to get a GED and then to move on to a college education. I think that is the only way that women can really be helped to make sure that they don't make the same mistakes regarding their relationships that led them to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well said.
Give me an example of a policy-based prosecution that you would be opposed to.
Well, I'm actually in the middle of one right now.
Without revealing any confidences, then, can you describe it?
I'm not. Pending divorce, where physical custody is disputed. That's really the only issue right now in the divorce that's disputed. I commenced the action on behalf of my client back in January. About 3 months later, my client's wife, after it's noted physical custody is disputed in the divorce case, my client's wife calls the police and alleges that my client physically assaulted her. I'm not going to get into all the facts and circumstances, but within 3 days of the arraignment, the DA's office offered me what's known as an ACD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of course, with a POP, an order of protection attached to it. Now, never in my 6 years of doing criminal defense Have I ever been offered an ACD within 3 days of arraignment? It's usually after 3, 4, 5, 6 court appearances. Okay, so that tells me the DA's office does not believe my client's wife. Hmm. And that's why they offered it. But they're still pursuing this prosecution, even though things like the medical records came up. She went to the doctor a day after she called the police on my client. She went to the doctor for a sore throat. The trial had to be adjourned because she told the DA, oh, by the way, I went to the doctor. Okay, and pursuant to Rosario, the DA had to ask for an adjournment of the trial to turn over those records to me. So you have these records that say, oh, she went for a sore throat. She didn't go for this bruise that she alleged my client perpetrated on her. And it's all it's ended up in is, especially because my client was the primary caretaker of the two sons who are 7 and 3, the kids are devastated about this. Okay? And this is a situation also where I have the law guardian in the case, who represents the two sons, telling me, Jillian, stop offering joint custody here. Can you please go for sole custody? Because the wife is completely incredible, is completely bad-mouthing my client to the teachers, to the doctors, but the DA is still prosecuting this case. And I have brought this to the attention of Audrey Stone, who also sits on the council, and I get no response when I say, you need to start prosecuting certain cases individually.
I want to go around the room here. Thank you very much, Ms. Myers.
No, that's fascinating. So you've clearly been to the Domestic Violence Council meetings. I guess it's a council that meets.
It's once a month.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Jenkins.
Thank you. I'm just trying to separate it. So you're suggesting that what should happen in that case is that the cases shouldn't be mingled together, that the divorce should be separate from whatever other acts.
No. They are in separate courts because the criminal case is in a local justice court and the divorce case is in Supreme Court, which tells you another thing. Like, the DA really doesn't want to get involved in it because if they did, if they wanted to be completely hands-on about it, it would have been transferred to the IDVC.
Got it. Okay. Hey, you are obviously passionate about the things, and it sounds like you be doing a great job on this council. Thank you.
Mr. Noah.
I think you raised some good points about fairness in prosecutions and the danger of not looking at each case individually and getting down to the facts and who really might be trying to put one over on the prosecutor.
Right. And just so all of you know, I'm not there to carry a personal agenda. I'm not there to get the DA to do the right thing on my cases. I'm there to bring a whole new perspective because another problem the DA's office they close their ears to matrimonial and family practice. Mm. Okay. Only recently were the criminal and family court cases in the IDVC recently actually consolidated. They used to have them on two separate days, so people would miss twice as much work.
Mm.
So I'm glad they finally consolidated, but the problem is like, unless you've walked the walk, you really can't talk the talk. I hate to use such a familiar expression.
And then you have the county attorney doing a family court abuse proceeding, so that's separate than what the DA does.
That's, yes, absolutely. That's a civil remedy. That's what I used to do. I was prosecuting child abuse and neglect cases for 6 years with DSS as the client. Mm-hmm. So that has been wonderful assistance to me. Oh, by the way, in that case, the CPS report, which was mandated to be called in by the police officer, has been unfounded. So this is another thing. It's like, DA, what are you doing? If they could meet the standard of some credible evidence, how are they going to meet their standard of beyond a reasonable doubt? But,
Quick question. Anyone else?
I think we would be very lucky to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you
for volunteering.
Right, thank you for meeting with me.
Nice to meet you, everybody.
Glad to meet you.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
And nice seeing you again. All right. Have a good day, everybody.
All right.
Wow. I've been the town judge in Northcastle forever.
That is the kind of application we want.
Exactly.
I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Any other business before the committee?
Just going to shake
this. Not all accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.